I'm Heidi Harris. Welcome to the Heidi Harris Show podcast, where I talk about things that are actually important and interview people who matter, depending on the subject. I do this three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can subscribe at iTunes, Heidi Harris Show. I post them at HeidiHarris.com, also on Twitter, Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, Heidi Harris Show. You know, I got to say, I'm reading more and more about what's happening locally. Now there's information about a Henderson police chief who was thrown out of office because of sexual harassment, and there are charges in North Las Vegas and this and that and the other. And I'm reading through this, and I'm looking at the situation, and I'm trying to decide whether men are just pigs, and some are, there's no question about that, or women are just weenies, or what's, you know, where's the middle, right? I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Cocktail Waitress Wisdom. Please feel free to pick it up at Amazon if you'd like to. Shameless plug. And I mentioned the sexual harassment issue because your daddy can't come to work with you. That's just the way it is. And there are a lot of women who simply don't know how to handle a man's advances. Now, on the one hand, if a guy's harassing you because you won't go out with him, making your life miserable, okay, well, you know what? That sucks. That's wrong. Okay, but the bottom line in the real world is that if you say anything about it, the chances are you're going to get fired. It's not going to get better because you speak up. I had a boss, and it's in my newest book coming out in a few weeks. Don't pat me on the head. I had a boss who was just giving me tremendous garbage, and it's not just because I was a woman. He was just a creep. And sometimes you work with people who are just creeps. They're psychologically torturing you or harassing you or whatever. Even if sex isn't involved, they're just nasty people. And that happens all the time. I have a friend who's been on the, was actually retired from Metro, but was on the police department for years, who's black. And he said that, you know, people would call him boy and things like that. I mean, are you kidding me? Yes, there are still people who are racist, sexist, and just morons on any police department or any office, any building, any company. They're out there. But, you know, the thing is, my friend didn't go whining. He didn't file a lawsuit. He just handled it. And, you know, it seems to me if you're a cop, you ought to be able to handle that kind of stuff pretty well, ultimately, when people are giving you a hard time. And to me, sexual harassment is just an adult form of bullying. You're just picking on somebody who's you perceive to be weaker than you. Now, whenever I hear the phrase sexual harassment or unwanted sexual advance, what does that mean? Does that mean the guy stuck his hand down your shirt? Or does that mean the guy asked you out? I just don't know what it means. And I got to be honest with you. The problem we have now is we have women who are acting like pigs. You know, they get on these dating apps and one drink and they're in bed. And that's how they act. So men have learned that women are pigs. And so, of course, they're going to make a move on you because they just assume you're like every other chick they were out with over the weekend, who were happy to just give it up on the first date. So we women have trained men to respect us much less, and we have ourselves to blame for that. We've got teenage girls now. Let me put this as delicately as I can. We've got teenage girls now servicing boys in the back of classrooms like Boulder Highway hookers, and yet that's okay. That's how little they think of themselves. And I'm not saying that any of these women in the case in Henderson and North Las Vegas or other ones you hear about, I'm not saying that those women are those kind of people. But I'm saying that as a gender, we have cheapened ourselves. We've cheapened the product, so to speak, right? And men don't have to work hard for it anymore. I've got friends who are my age who are single, and it's terrible. And, you know, they get guys who are older, maybe in their 60s, who want to date them, who act like 16-year-olds. All they want to do is hit it and quit it. And if they're going to take you out to dinner and they want something afterwards, and if that's not going to happen, they're busy. They don't have time for you. I mean, it's depressing. It's very sad. Luckily, I'm married, but I feel bad for my single friends. But why do men act like that at 60 years old? Because they learned from the time they were 16, there are women who will give it up on the first date. Why do women do that? I honestly have never understood that. You're not going to have a lot of fun if you're giving it up to a guy you've known for a couple of hours, so I can't imagine that the intimacy would be that fun. He's not going to respect you. You're not going to be bonded. And I got to tell you, I have had numerous occasions when I have had to sit with a girl, a woman, well into her 40s or later, crying because she gave it up to some guy and he doesn't care. Of course he doesn't care. And listen, I think men are the greatest thing God ever created. It's not men, it's certain men. And when you act like every other woman, what do you expect if you give it up on the first date? You think he's going to think you're special? I don't understand it. But once again, where does the sexual harassment start? It starts because women are willing to give it up easily. And when it comes to the work environment, a lot of these guys have learned over the years that there are plenty of women who will give it up for an advancement. Every time a woman sleeps with a guy to get a job as an actress, as a banker, as a, you know, TV host, whatever it might be. Every single time that happens, a model, whatever the job may be, guess what? They bring all of us down because they have cheapened the product. They have cheapened the demand for the product. I see this in radio all the time, and maybe it's a weird parallel, but it's very similar to me. When you have radio hosts who will charge, for example, charge guests to come on the air. In other words, they don't actually care about what you as a listener want. They just want to put people on the air who will give them $500. So they'll fill their show up with people who will pay them to be on the air, which is, to me, despicable. What does that do? That cheapens the brand. How does that cheapen the brand? It cheapens the brand because the next time you approach an advertiser on your radio station, they say, oh, well, why should I go on your station and advertise when I could go on his station and he'll interview me for 10 minutes? Mm-hmm. So now you've cheapened the brand. Now you've brought everything down for everyone. And women have done this, and it's really the very similar principle. Women have done this for so long. They've been so willing to give it up. Girls in the backseat of the car, whatever. Guys just realize if you're not going to give it up, yeah, they'll call you. And if you don't, yeah, okay, fine. They'll find somebody else. They could find 20 other women who will do it. So what we've done is we've raised a whole couple of women have always been pigs. Some women have. We've raised several generations of girls who think the only way to get a guy to like you is to give it up. Women should be, and girls should be, more concerned about a man who respects you. I would much rather have you respect me than like me. Now, it'd be nice if you liked me, but when someone likes you and doesn't respect you, where does that leave you? And so we've got a whole mess and a whole generation or a couple of women who just don't care. They just absolutely don't care what they do with their bodies, and they wind up crying. And, you know, of course, the press wants to convince everybody that this is sexual freedom, that if you're sleeping around, that you're free to do whatever you want to because you've got the right in America to throw your body around. That may be true, but the reality is you're not going to feel good about it. Women are different than men. I'm not saying that men don't care either, but they care less when it comes to that kind of thing. Women tend to bond with men when they're having sex. There's a reason that sex is different. As my friend and apologist Frank Turek says, and he's made this point many times, and it's so important. If sex doesn't mean anything, then why is it so much worse if you rape somebody than if you just beat them up? Yeah, right. Sex means something. And we women have to stop being so quick to give it up and cheapen ourselves and cheapen the feminine brand. And then men will realize there's going to be a price to pay. And I've heard men joke about this for years. When I was single, they would say, well, you always pay for it one way or the other. You know, either you're buying a girl dinner or you're married and you're paying for shoes or whatever. Yeah, that's probably true. But there's got to be more to sex than just hit it and quit it. And let's face it, women are the gatekeepers when it comes to sex. In a lot of times in a marriage, in a kind of dating relationship, not that you should be giving it up there, but generally women are the ones who decide whether or not there's a green light. And if women were not as quick to give it up, then guess what? Everything would change because men would learn that they were going to have to respect women if they wanted to get it. But unfortunately, nowadays, there is nothing. You got to teach your daughters, if you have teenage daughters, you've got to teach them to respect themselves enough to say no. Now, are they going to miss out on some things because guys only want to date them for that? Yes, of course they are. They're going to be left home on a Friday night once in a while because they understand, the guys at school understand, these girls aren't going to give it up. Okay, fine. But is it better to stay home on a Friday night or go out with some girlfriends than go out with some guy who promises eternal love in the backseat of the car and Monday morning doesn't talk to you? I mean, this is the kind of thing that teenage girls don't seem to learn from. And we lie to them constantly. We tell them, well, if we just give you birth control, everything's going to be fine. Take the pill, here's a condom, you know, whatever. But nobody ever talks about their soul. Even if they don't get pregnant, no one talks about their soul. And women are finding out now when they get to be in their 30s and 40s, after they've been used like a Kleenex 25 times by different guys, they start to realize how empty that feeling is. And that feeling, that many, many times that you gave it up quickly is why men feel free to sexually harass women. I actually know somebody who was involved in an affair with somebody at Fox News. I actually know the girl. Now, we're not close friends, but I know her. And the allegations are that apparently she was sleeping with one of the hosts at Fox News. And believe it or not, in 2017, she did it because she thought she was going to get a show on Fox. What? We're still doing that in 2017? Right. Women are still doing that. Women were still sleeping with that toad, Harvey Weinstein. And you know what? He doesn't care which actress he books for the movie. Who cares? If you're not going to give it up, that girl's just as pretty, she'll give it up. And that's what happened. So if we all basically formed a united front and said, we are not going to be treated badly by these men, then there'd be a lot less of the sexual harassment. Yes, has it always gone on? Absolutely. My mom told me a story about doing a convention one time when I was a little kid, and she was still beautiful, but you should have seen her at 25. And she went into this convention, and she was working, and then she went into her hotel room to go to the bathroom or something. And she said the guy she was working with came into her room. And he said, I'm here, Bonnie. And she literally was panicked. She ran out of the room. She was married, a mother of at least one. I'm not sure if she had my brother yet, but at least me. And ran out of the room in terror. So the guy showed up, and clearly he was a pig. So it's always gone on. People will make the move. But nowadays, it's so much more common for women to go, oh, sure, why not? I'll get that next job. I'll get that next whatever if I give it up. You've got to have more respect for yourself, ladies. You really do. In the business world, we know there's a phrase, cheapening your brand, right? Making the product just cheaper. There's always somebody who will do it for less money. If we women didn't cheapen our brand by acting like that, it would be huge for us. If women on an individual level didn't cheapen their brand, people would have more respect for them. And if they found out you slept with five other guys at the business, you know, why not? You're going to do them too. It's just pathetic and it's sad. And I got to be honest with you, I know men can be pigs. I love men. I think they're fantastic. I really do. And most of them are not. But there are plenty of guys who still act like adolescent boys. But we women have trained them that they can get away with this. And we're going to have to get off those dating apps, stop doing the one-night stands, actually stand for something, and force them to be a little bit more responsible, or certainly have to work harder for it. And then we'd be benefited. So as far as I'm concerned, this sexual harassment is bad. We brought it on ourselves. There are women walking around with, down to there, up to there, and then they complain they were sexually harassed at work. And if you won't give it up, some sister will do it. And that's the real bummer of it. We've got to keep our brand a little stronger, ladies. Let's not cheapen it, okay? Because when you cheapen the brand for yourself, you cheapen it for all of us. I'm Heidi Harris. My book, Don't Pat Me on the Head, which has a lot of that stuff in it, is coming out here in a couple of weeks. So check out HeidiHarris.com. Sign up for my free newsletter for updates on the book and where I'll be doing book signings. You can subscribe to my podcast at iTunes, Heidi Harris Show. I put it out 3 times a week. And I also do a lot of interaction on Twitter and Facebook, Heidi Harris Show on Twitter, Heidi Harris Show on Facebook. So check all that out at HeidiHarris.com. Until next time, remember, you have been created for a purpose. I'm going to send you out with some Tony Scottwell.